Hi, everyone. Return to Stepford here. I wasn't sure what kind of audio I wanted to record first, so I might just offer a few sexually philosophical things while I fine-tune some of my more roleplay-type scripts. I hope that's okay. Apologies in advance if I sound nervous or jittery. It's not that, it's just that I'm very heavily caffeinated. Sometimes tea is stronger than you think it is. Don't let it fool you. Anyway, for my first recording, submitted for your approval, a meditation on dicks. Also, before I go any further, this probably has to be said, please don't take this as an open invitation to send me your dick. If I want to see it, you'll know about it, or you never will, and I'll just live in my fantasy. Either way is fine by me, just please don't cold call me with your dick. It's 2020. Let's all have some decorum. So, I don't know how it is for you, but I find that as I get older, my sexual tastes and needs have become different, more specific. I'm looking less and less these days for the excitement of heavy kinks, those hang-from-the-ceiling type fucks, you know. Now I'm more interested in simplicity. Arousal is fascinating to me, at least on a layman's level. I mean, I'm not gonna study it in any classes or anything, but I'm always so curious to know what gets people off and why. What is it about that one specific subset of things that gets you in that right spot? I know a lot of things boil down to simple concepts. Control, need, validation, voyeurism, exhibitionism, etc. But the different flavors of those things are so incredibly diverse. I'm still trying to figure out my own shit like everyone else, but it's nice to get surprises once in a while. Like, ooh, that's a thing? I like that. Why do I like that? Let's figure that one out some more. Back to simplicity. One of the things I find I'm growing more appreciative of is the simple intimacy of someone slowly and lovingly getting themselves off. I'm not talking about the harried furiousness of a quick beat-off or bean flick. I mean, really taking your time with it, real me-time shit. Doing it for no one but you is something I enjoy doing myself once in a while when the mood strikes, but being able to see someone else do it to themselves is even better. You can learn so much about someone by the way they please themselves. With every stroke, you get to see all the little idiosyncrasies of someone's orgasm journey, which is an incredibly stupid thing to say, but it's true. And it's one of my favorite things. If you get lucky enough to have someone masturbate in front of you, watch them closely, with every tensed muscle, every toe curl, every moan, every whimper, every time their tongue darts out to lick their lips, every grip of the sheets. They're teaching you how to fuck them. Pay attention. It's like getting the keys to the kingdom. Cheat codes. It's a very individual thing, an orgasm. Very personal. Mostly everyone's different, too. As a woman, I won't say fucking other women is easier, but I do have the 101 classes under my belt, so I've got a bit of a leg up on my competition in that area. It's, of course, still very exciting for me to watch a woman get herself off and to learn what she likes, where, and how, because we're beautiful as women, and our orgasms are second to none. But in the surprisingly rare opportunities that I do get to see a man get himself off, wow, what a treat. That's not sarcasm, either. I'm getting to watch a man lovingly stroke his cock to completion at his own leisure, just for the sole purpose of pleasing himself, is one of the hottest things in the world to me. It feels so sumptuous. Even more sinful than just a simple utility wank. The moment it becomes less about biological need and more about gluttonous, luxuriating self-indulgence is gold. There's just a simple beauty about someone taking their time to pump their cock from balls to base to tip and back again. One of the hottest things to me is to see or hear a man spit on his cock to lube it up. I don't know why, but it makes me feel crazy inside. It's simultaneously so filthy and raw and intimate, so urgent. That kind of urgency in the midst of all that slow, indulgent self-sex makes it infinitely sexier. Like you're invested in this enough to not take a second to get some lube, but instead you're going to use your mouth like the fucking horned up monster you know you are right now. Yes, please give that to me. Of course, just like everything else, moderation is key. Too much of that makes it less special. Use lube, it's fun. But if you're lying in bed, thinking about someone lazily and lovingly applying their tongue to your balls as you pump your cock in their face, absolutely spit on it, you dirty little fuck. Another thing I love is when a man who's normally quieter during sex makes himself moan during masturbation. There's something incredibly horny about that too, especially if they're not watching something. I mean, at least with this medium we're all here in, there's still a slight element of imagination. You get to craft what the person you're fucking in your mind looks like. It's your fantasy, albeit a guided one. To know that whatever you were thinking of while you stroke yourself is hot enough to make you, a normally quiet boy, moan in spite of yourself? Ooh, let me into that party. Once you take away the element of performance that we all seem to have baked into us to do during sex, every real noise that comes out of us becomes this beautifully raw and sensual thing. It's the tree falling in the forest, but sexy, because naked people. So combine those two things, and I'm done for. The soft, aching whimpers of a man, horny enough to spit on his own dick and stroke it with both hands, taking extra special care to do all the little things he likes best, seeing his chest rise and fall with increasingly rapid breath, watching the tension grow in his thighs as he brings himself nearer to that moment he's been building up for what seems like ages, the sweat on his brow, the concentration in his face. Maybe he leans his head back and moans long and low as his toes curl into the sheets, particularly delicious little shivers racing up the backs of his thighs into his hips and the pit of his stomach as he gets closer and closer to coming. Top five, no question. So take some time, fellas. Do it just for you. You're worth the investment.